There was a nervous applicant for a job who sat down and was asked a test question. If you had a choice to speak with someone, either living or dead, who would you speak with? And the person said, I would choose the living one. And so it is in the gospel that it is often so simplistic that it is often misunderstood. It is not sinful to ask the question, what can I do with all the great things that I have received intellectually, psychologically, socially, materially, economically? It is very good to think, I have a lot. What should I do? It is also very smart to take care of the things you have received. I will build larger barns and store bins to store all the excess that I have received. Also, very, very smart. You and I have been given many gifts for which we will be responsible and of which we are caretakers. We are stewards. No one ever owns really what they have. The Romans had a saying, money changes owners every day. And today, it is the third part of the parable that is problematic. Having realized what this person has and having built larger barns and store, fine, he goes, now I can forget about myself. My conscience, my responsibility to others, I can eat, drink, and be merry. Instead of thinking about my life, how can I best use the gifts that have been given to me? The morality is never associated with inanimate objects. Neither money nor anything we own is good or bad. But to know how to use it and to be aware that I myself am the greatest gift that I have, and that is what I should care for. And in this endeavor, we are not alone. If you notice, this person never prays, never asks his friends to pray with him and for him. As one of my good friends said, it is a very venerable tradition to ask fellow Christians to pray for you because you need the prayers and they need the practice. So when we ask people to pray for us, we pray directly to God. And it is the same principle with the saints and Mary. We pray directly to God, but we ask the saints, those who have been counted worthy of the Lord's Supper in heaven, to pray with us, to pray for us. Never to take our place or to be obstacles, in fact, stopping us from directly praying to God. We are not alone. So in this parable, it is very important to read it carefully. The first step is good. What do I do with everything that's been given to me? The second step is good. I have to take care of what is given to me. I got to make more room. But the third step, now, I am so secure that I don't have any responsibility for my own life. I don't have to ask my fellow Christians to pray with me and for me. I don't even have to ask God to give me wisdom to decide what to do with everything I had. Someday, people will sell your house. They will sell your car, and your clothes will go to Goodwill or the trash. And everything that you have will be gone. But what you have done and who you have become will go into forever and will stand before the Lord. And won't it be a wonderful thing at that great judgment to say, Lord, I used what you gave me well for the benefit of my family and the benefit of all the people I met. Let your light so shine before men that people, seeing your good deed, might give glory to your Father in heaven. Or as Our Lady said when she had the visit of Gabriel, The Lord has done great things in me, and holy is his name. And so in your life today, think about what you got. Think about how to use it and how to care for it. And say to yourself, how can I use everything to become a better person and to make the world a better place? Slava Isusu Christu.